He looked at her at last. Did she go through with it? Did you hope she wouldn't? I told you not to go.
She didn't resign. No, she didn't. He laughed squeakily. Not by a long shot.
His tone was spooky. What happened?
She resolved our problems with the priests. Not permanently, but it'll be a long time before...
His voice trailed off.
I'm as guilty as she is.
What happened, damn it? Tell me.
She killed them. Every last one of them. She lured them there by making them think they were going to humiliate her. She had archers cut them down.
1,000 priests.
And I was there. I watched her walk among them afterward, cutting the throats of the wounded.
For a moment, the Radisha thought it was some grisly joke. That was impossible.
He said, She made her point. Did she ever make her point? Smoke was right.
The Radisha began pacing, lending only half an ear to his self-flagellation. It was grotesque. It was an atrocity surpassing comprehension. Things like that did not happen in Taglios. They couldn't. But what an opportunity. The religious hierarchies would be in disarray for years. Atrocity or not, this was a chance to achieve all they had worked for. It could mean the return of the primacy of the state. He heard a sound. She whirled, startled, gawked. The woman was there, having penetrated the palace. Who knew how? She still wore her bizarre armor, covered with blood.
He's told you.
Yes.
The Shadow Masters attacked Dejagore. They were repelled with heavy losses. Blade is moving south to relieve the city before they gather reinforcements. I'm going to join him. I have no one to leave here to continue my work. You two will have to handle it.
Send the construction crews back to the fortress.
Continue enrolling volunteers. There's a slim chance we may get past the worst in the coming few weeks, leaving no one but Long Shadow to deal with. But it's more likely we'll face a prolonged struggle that will require every man and resource available.
The Radisha could not speak. The woman had the blood of 1,000 priests on her hands. How could you argue with someone like that?
I've handed you an opportunity you always wanted. Grab it.
The Radisha willed herself to speak. Still, nothing came out. Never had she been so terrified. The woman said, I have no ambitions here. You have no need to fear me, so long as you don't interfere with me.
I will destroy the Shadow Masters.
I will fulfill the company's undertaking.
And I will collect its reward.
The Radisha nodded as though a hand had grabbed her hair and forced her to move her head. The woman said, I'll come back after I've seen what's happening at Dejagore. She moved to the Prabhrin Dra, rested a hand on his shoulder. Don't take it on yourself. They wrote their own destinies. You're a prince. A prince must be stern.
Be stern now. Don't let chaos claim Taglios.
I'll leave you a small garrison. Their reputation should be enough to enforce your will. She strode out. The Radisha and her brother stared at one another.
What have we done? He asked.
Too late to cry about it. Let's do what we can with it.
Where's Smoke?
I don't know. I haven't seen him for days.
Was he